last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. A very warm welcome to the program, The Lost Savior. You're listening to us from the IRIB English Radio. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said that the one who does not get to know about the Imam of his time will die the death of an ignorant. In this program, we try to make sure to give you maximum possible information about Mahdawiyat. And today also, we have come up with the du'as related to Mahdawiyat. And in today's session, we are again expanding the du'a of Ziyarat Ali Yasin. We have with us Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Yes, Dr. Karimi, we talked about the Ziyarat Ali Yasin. It has so many parts, and towards the end you said one of the things that was really disturbing, that the people who will be waiting for the reappearance of Imam will at one point of time turn rebellious towards Imam, confusing between the truth and the false.
Yes, I said that according to some scholars, maybe the peak of this dua is where we say that فَالْحَقْمَ رَضِيْتُمُ. Addressing all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, we say that truth is what you approve of, what you are happy with. وَالْبَاطُلَ مَا سَخَدْتُمُ. And the falsehood is what you are against and what you are unhappy with. وَالْمَعْرُوفُ مَا أَمَرْتُمْ بِهِ. And ma'ruf, good actions, goodness is what you order to. And وَالْمُنْكَرُ مَا نَهِيْتُمْ عَنْ. And the bad action is what you rejected and asked the people to be away from. So this is important to know, that the criterion for knowing the truth is the Imam. Al-Haqqu ma'a Ali, Aliyun ma'a al-Haqq. Imam Ali alayhi salam is with the truth. So, O Muslims, this is the narration of the Prophet. If you come to a point in which you do not know whether Muawiyah is with the truth or Imam Ali alayhi salam is with the truth, there is a kind of war between two parties, then look for the Imam. See which party, which side is Imam standing with. Go to that party. Imam Ali alayhi salam is the criterion for knowing the truth.
Yes.
The same is true about all the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, including Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Here we repeat that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is with the truth. So as people, we need to work on this. We need to come to this firm knowledge that, at the time of the fitnas and seditions and problems and difficulties, if you are confused, then we need to look for the Imam. After the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, many people may object the Imam, may come to war with Imam. But the point is that the criterion is the Imam. If we know the Imam, then we need to go to him, support him, and follow and help him. Now, in another part of Ziyarat Ali Yasin, there are some great supplications and prayers. In one part, we ask for a kind of nur, a kind of light. We say that, O Allah, fill our heart with the light of certainty, our chest with the light of faith. I'm just quoting some of the prayers in this regard. Our thought with a kind of light, our will with the light of knowledge, our tongue with the light of truth, our religion with the light of insight, and our ears with the light of wisdom, and so on and so forth. So the word that is repeated in this part a lot is the concept of nur and light. And there are many explanations about this concept. Some verses in the Quran talk about this light. Many narrations talk about the reality of this spiritual light. Of course, we are not talking about the physical light.
Yes.
And this is the light that on the Day of Judgment, the hypocrites and those people who were away from the wilaya and love of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they are looking for.
Thank you.
Let me just share one verse in this regard. In chapter Hadid, verse 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يوم يقول المنافقون والمنافقات للذين آمنوا. The day the hypocrites, men and women, will say to the faithful, أندرونا نقتبس من نوركم. Please wait that we may glean something from your light. So this is showing the importance of light. On the day of judgment, the believers, the righteous people, they have that spiritual light. And the hypocrites who do not have any share in this light, they just ask the believers that please, and according to some, explanation, just look at us so that we can just take a share of the light that you have, that spiritual light. And of course, the verse says that this is not possible. قِلَ ارْجِحُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ. They will be said, go back and grope for light. فَالْتَمِسُ نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٌ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةُ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابُ. Then there will be set up between them a wall with a gate, with mercy within, that is for the believers, and punishment without, that is for the hypocrites.
Dr. Karimi, you just talked about one of the verses from Quran in which you said that on that day, hypocrites will come and ask about this light from the believers and kind of beg them to give them kind of that light, but that time it won't be possible. This kind of shows us the importance of time, importance of like accepting things on time, doing things on time. Because, you know, I have known so many people who go on doing mistakes and then they say like, we'll apologize later on. We'll go on with this later on. But like whatever we are doing, even if we are doing some kind of sins or some kind of mistakes, we must know that we are not in line with Imam, because Imam is truth. And if we are not in line with truth, we are definitely going against him. And unfortunately, these people will be among those who will be begging for that nur, for that light on that day. So this kind of also shows us the timing, the importance of timing. We need to understand these responsibilities towards Imam.
Exactly. This is one of the most profound verses in the Noble Book of Quran, talking about, as you rightly mentioned, the fact that the hypocrites, they just beg for that light from the believers, but the answer is negative. We do not have enough time, but our listeners can refer to the books of interpretation of the Quran under the verse 13 of chapter Al-Hadid. There are some other points mentioned in Ziyarah al-Yasin. Quickly, I would like to share some of them so that we can finish the discussion about this Ziyarah in this session. In one part, we mentioned the name of the Imam. We know that according to some narrations, we are not allowed to mention the name of the Imam, which is Muhammad. But in this part of this ziyarah, we mentioned explicitly the name of the Imam. And the scholars, they say that those narrations are related to the time when Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was in his minor occultation, and people were not encouraged to mention the name of the Imam so that the enemies of the Imam will not reach the Imam, because they were looking for him to kill him. So for that time, the Shia were encouraged not to mention the name of Muhammad.
For security reasons.
And we see in some books, even the letters are written separately, like Mim Ha Mim Dal. But now, the conditions, the situations are
different,
so the Imam is not in danger from such people. So we are able to mention the name of the Imam as Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family.
True. Dr. Karimi, I'll be talking to you here. We need to take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. You're listening to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old pain. I feel your light rising.
Another interesting title for the Imam, as mentioned in this dua, in this ziyara, is Al-Murtaqib Al-Khaif, a person who is waiting and a person who is fearful. This has been taken from chapter Al-Qasas, verse 21.
Okay.
فخرج منها خائفا يترقب قال رب دجني من القوم الظالمين. It's talking about Prophet Musa عليه السلام and the time that he went out of the city and he was fearful and waiting. Okay. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve him and to save him from that nation, referring to Pharaoh and his army.
Right.
Interestingly, Imam al-Husayn عليه السلام, when he was followed by the army of Yazid, he was under the threat of Yazid.
All right.
He recited the same verse when he wanted to go out of the city of Medina and go toward Mecca. And according to some narrations, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when he reappears and he's in a war with his enemies, he's going to go to the city of Mecca, he will recite the same verse. But now the point is that, what do we mean by khaif? Is Imam fearful, like, of his death? Of course not. The same is true about Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. When he is repeating this verse, it doesn't mean that, physically speaking, I'm fearful of my life. If Imam was fearful of his life, then he wouldn't take his family members, his close companions to the plain of Karbala. No, they were loving martyrdom before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because of the fact that they have a big responsibility, they have a big mission, that is why they are fearful of, whether they are able to act upon their duties or not. So they need to take care of themselves, they need to protect themselves so that they are able to act upon those responsibilities and duties. And the other part, we have some prayers for the Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and through him to help his followers and supporters and to include us among them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect the Imam from any kind of evil, from like his right side, left, in front of him, and from his backside. And also we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal the justice through the Imam. And finally, in the last part of this ziyara, there are some prayers and supplications for ourselves. Like, for example, we say, O Allah, include us among the followers and helpers and the Shia of the Imam alayhi salam. And finally, we say, Ilaha al-Haqq, Ameen. Ya dal jalali wal ikram, ya arhamar rahmin. This is a very profound ziyara of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. As I mentioned, it consists of at least four sections, each section having so many lessons,
has its own beauty,
and
has
messages.
Its own content. And
as I mentioned, especially based on the second part, somehow we are repeating all the beliefs that we believe in. So it's a kind of book of theology in a very concise manner.
Very concise manner, and reminding us of our beliefs, and beliefs are all logical. They don't need to be followed. They don't need to be like imitated from someone. So belief is something that's all dependent on logic. It's a logic dependent thing. And here in Ziyarat al-Yasin as well, we are seeing a summary of beliefs, and also talking about the paradise, the hellfire, and the things regarding the believers, regarding the hypocrites. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, providing us such a beautiful content of the dua, contemplating it such a beautiful way. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.